From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama says time is running out to act on immigration reform, today saying he plans to issue an order to ease the threat of deportation for immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Says he's taking action despite Republican threats he would be poisoning the well with a new Republican-controlled Congress.
I prefer and still prefer to see it done through Congress, but every day that I wait, we're misallocating resources. We're deporting people that shouldn't be deported. We're not deporting folks that are dangerous and need to be deported.
Obama told CBS's Face the Nation that if Congress does act, that would then take the place of any order he puts in place by executive order. The president is expected to issue an order by the end of the year. Mexicans angry over the news that 43 students missing since September were probably murdered and their bodies incinerated continue to protest throughout the country. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Protesters chanting justice and the struggle continues took once again to the streets of Mexico City. Protests have been nearly nonstop since Mexico's attorney general announced Friday that three suspects in custody had confessed to murdering the missing students. According to the attorney general, the suspects say local police officers in the southern state of Guerrero handed off the students to them. A local gang boss then gave the order to kill the students, suspecting they were part of a rival trafficking group. Saturday, protesters in Guerrero torched cars in front of the state government offices, and in Mexico City, a group of demonstrators set fire to the doors of the ceremonial National Palace. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Obama administration is allowing consumers an early peek at health care plans, part of the government's healthcare.gov website. It starts tomorrow, even though the formal open enrollment period for the second year of the Affordable Care Act doesn't start until next Saturday. Officials say the goal is to allow shoppers to start browsing the plans in advance, and the open enrollment time frame has been shortened, now runs from November 15th to February 15th. The sister of one of the men released from prison in North Korea yesterday says Kenneth Bae had pizza with his family and supporters for his first meal since returning to the U.S. Terry Chung says he isn't bitter about his 2 years in jail.
He still has a tremendous heart for the people of North Korea, and he wants to see things well. He only has the best wishes and intentions for that country still.
Bae and Matthew Miller were released with the help of U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper. They arrived in Washington State last night. A big storm is heading to parts of the upper Midwest tomorrow. Temperatures expected to fall up to 30 degrees below the average over parts of the northern plains. Snow's on the way, too, with up to a foot forecast over parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Up to 2 feet is forecast for the upper peninsula of Michigan. This is courtesy of the remnants of Typhoon Nuri. This is NPR. Flight attendants for American Airlines have narrowly rejected a 5-year contract, a move that could complicate the merger of American with U.S. Airways. The rejection also forces the world's biggest carrier and its union into binding arbitration. Officials with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants say just 16 votes blocked the contract out of more than 16,000. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a pair of blasts in Kabul that killed a police colonel and wounded several more policemen. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the explosions took place about 2 hours apart during the busiest part of the morning in Kabul.
The Defense Ministry says the first blast was a roadside bomb triggered by an Afghan army convoy. There were no casualties. The second bomb went off inside the Kabul police headquarters. The Kabul police chief says closed-circuit TV footage shows a man walking through the headquarters carrying some sort of file folder. The man allegedly asked to be directed to the chief's office and blew himself up nearby. It's unusual for a suicide bomber to successfully carry an explosive through multiple security checkpoints and get so far into a building. An investigation is underway to determine if the man had inside help. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Casey Hickox, the nurse from Maine quarantined first in New Jersey and then in Maine, gets her freedom Tuesday. Hickox helped Ebola patients in West Africa, prompting that quarantine, although she tested negative for the virus. She says she plans to celebrate at the end of her 21-day confinement at a restaurant with her boyfriend. Asian markets are in mixed territory at this hour. The Hang Seng up 1.7%. The Nikkei down more than 0.5%. This is NPR.